you repeat that?
Which part?
Just the whole thing. Okay. Sorry, I was a tad distracted there.
Okay, no problem. Your vacation will begin in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And that should provide your own transportation to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You will receive a rental vehicle complimentary of Imperial Majesty.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, well, you have unlimited miles with that vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously taxes and gas are your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, in Orlando, you're receiving 4 days and three nights of first-class accommodation at the Ramada 1000.
Okay.
Which is Ramada's 1000th property.
Mm-hmm.
The Ramada 1000 is Ramada's flagship property, and we've made sure it has all the amenities you're going to need to enjoy your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
It has whirlpools, saunas, spas, a fitness center, and an indoor playroom for kids.
Mm-hmm.
The Ramada 1000 is also a designated Universal Studios hotel, located minutes from Universal Orlando. And total these passes are worth $280.
Okay.
On your fourth day, you'll board the Imperial Majesty's Regal Impress for your unforgettable cruise to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
The ship features a casino, Las Vegas-style shows, a movie theater, swimming pool, and sun decks, as well as all your meals and entertainment included the entire time aboard.
Okay.
Okay. The ship will dock in Nassau, Paradise Island. All right, well, Nassau is one of the most beautiful islands in the Caribbean and home to the Atlantis Resort and Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once back in Florida, you'll receive another 3 days and two nights of accommodations in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
The whole reason we are doing this is to promote our resort.
Mm-hmm.
While in Orlando, all we require is you come by part of a morning or afternoon, take a guided tour of one of our vacation ownership resorts,
mm-hmm.
then go home and tell all your family and friends what a great time you had with us, and maybe we'll even travel with us again.
Okay, this is the Ramada?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, this package retails for $3,495
U.S., mm-hmm.
but the only thing you're responsible for is your cost to give this vacation, which is a total of $798 U.S.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you please repeat that?
Okay. Well, it retails for $3,495
U.S., mm-hmm.
but the only thing you're responsible for is your cost to give this vacation, which is a total of $798 U.S. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This package was originally designed for two people, but because you're receiving as a result of filling out the form, you will also receive another two tickets, allowing you to bring a third fourth passenger with you at no extra cost. That works out to about $199.50 per person.
I got a question.
Sure.
Didn't I see you guys on the Ripoff Report website?
On the Ripoff Report website.
Yeah.
You probably didn't.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this package includes also some getaways, okay? Okay.
Okay, so we're responsible for paying a portion of this free trip?
Oh, here we go. Yeah, they're right on here. Ramada Plaza Resort almost got me as being a ripped-off victim, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm damned.
That's not us, sir.
Well, what's the track record? Do you have some literature and whatnot that you could mail us?
We'll bring you some information within 14 to 21 days, okay?
Okay.
That's just how long we take to deliver our stuff. Okay.
Mm.
Okay, so once again, you are receiving three nights in Orlando, a two-night cruise on board Imperial Majesty's Regal Empress,
mm-hmm.
with all meals and entertainment included, two nights in Fort Lauderdale, a choice of car rental with unlimited mileage, or two-day passes to Universal Studios, three nights in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and two nights in Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 14 to 20 days, you will receive your travel documents, as I said, which included confirmation forms, color brochures, itinerary, and a DVD that walks you through your entire vacation. The vacation is being sent out under your name. Booking a vacation is just like booking a hotel reservation or a flight, and you indicate on your form that you would be using a visa. Okay. So the first thing you do is just get registered here. Is your name exactly how it appears on the card?
I'm not giving out any card information
on
the phone.
No, I'm not either. This
that sounds really fishy to be taking info like that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of pissed off people with you guys here.
Is there?
Where's that?
There is a lot on the ripoffreport.com.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, if we don't give you the vacation that we're saying here, We will lose our merchant privileges, okay?
Well, the
just
thing
telling
is
you that right now, it wouldn't be good for us at all if we didn't give you the vacation that we're staying.
You guys already got a lot of problems here.
What would that be?
What's that?
We'd like to do research.
Yep.
Okay. And you know, we're not calling you out of a phone book here. We're simply calling you because you requested a vacation.
I put in a ballot.
That's all I'm doing here.
Okay, there was a contest at this expo. I was a vendor at the expo. I'm very wary of any, quite frankly, anyone that's not a wholesaler requesting credit card information.
Yeah.
The thing is, it sounds like a really good deal, but, I mean, can I ask you how many people have qualified for this trip?
3%.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that usual for your ballots, as it were?
Yep.
There's 947 reports on here.
Really?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you can't, you know...
It sounds like a really... something that's really too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm suspicious of too good to be true. I mean, you can't blame me as a consumer and as a retailer.
Right, right.
Like, obviously it's nothing personal.
Well, I mean, what concerns do you have exactly?
What concerns me personally is that I filled out a ballot for a trip. Okay, which is no issue. I fill out a lot of, you know, contest entries and stuff.
Right, right.
What starts to concern me is when stuff that is supposed to be free costs money.
Okay.
You know, when it starts sounding fishy.
See, the thing in Canada here, all we have to do when we win something, we have to fill out
a claim form and answer a skill testing question.
Yep. We don't have to pay nothing.
No.
In Canada.
In mm-hmm. Canada. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's where I'm calling you from, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Toronto right now, okay?
I realize that with the 416 area code.
Right.
The thing is, that's protocol with any prize winnings in Canada.
Yep.
Now, since this is Canada, we would just get a claim information as well as having to answer a skill testing question, never to pay money. So.
Okay. Exactly what concern is the most concerning to you?
The fact that something was offered for free and I'm now being charged for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we didn't exactly offer this for free.
The banner I saw was win a trip to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Win a 4-day trip to the Bahamas.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this, okay? What other vacation would you be getting for $7.98? Okay?
We have a vacation
at home
for free.
What other place can offers a deal like that?
The thing is, that wasn't the contest, you know? Again,
the contest was win a trip, right?
Win a trip, yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Win a trip for money is rather... If it said win a trip for money, then I would have understand win a trip for money. When it just says win a trip, if you saw a banner that said win a trip, would you automatically think, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to pay for something on that? No, you win a trip, it's like winning the lottery. Do you have to pay to win the lottery?
You know, nothing is free anymore these days, you know what I mean?
Okay,
I mean,
you know,
as I'm sure you're aware.
How about you just remove us from your list? I'm very sorry to have wasted your time.
Yeah, that's a good idea, I think.
And
you know, if you were to win a free vacation, you would have to pay luxury taxes on the full retail of the value of that vacation.
Actually, you know something? I have won a free vacation before. All I had to do was fill out my claim forms and answer a skill testing question here in Canada.
You know, just the extra fees that are available, you would actually be paying more than we actually offer you here, okay?
No, it cost me nothing. That's just it. Okay? I think you should have a good evening and maybe take us off your list, please, okay?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Do you mind, please?
Okay, I mean, if that's the way you feel, I can give you a vacation away. I mean,
well, you know,
you
if you can find someone else that will pay for a free vacation, please go right ahead.
Yeah.
That's not a problem.
And according to the rip-off report site, you already have a lot of victims, so I'm sure you'll find another one.
Well, I'm trying not to be rude here. You know,
we're not trying to rip off victims here. Okay, we're simply trying to get you guys going on a vacation. Okay?
That's okay. You know, mm-hmm. I thought it would be fun if it were, you know, what I have won in the past, which has been very, very nice. Obviously, this is not the case, which is fine. I mean, your company's choice is your company's choice. That's fine. It's not as though we can't afford to go on our own vacations if it really comes down to it. You know. So thank you. I thank you for phoning.
Well, you know, it's not like we're trying to rip you off. We are the third largest travel agency, okay? I mean, we're not ripping people off here, okay?
That's okay. Not to worry about it, you know?
But you know what? Just remove us from your list and have a good evening.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay, have yourself a good, nice Halloween then, okay?
Yeah, you too. Yep. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.